Like Brother Dennis was talking about, a man's a new creature, brother, and that's something he can only do. You can't do it. You cannot make yourself new. You cannot. It takes the grace of God in Jesus Christ to do it. I want you to look in Luke 24 tonight, just a few verses I'll say something about, and may the Lord help us in this little text tonight. Give us unction, amen, to preach. And Jesus, thank God, came up to them Emmaus disciples as walking down the road, praise God, and he joined himself with them. Two of them was, it's called Emmaus, which was verse 13, from Jerusalem, about 84 furlongs. I read one man, he said he thought that's about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And then he said, and the Bible said, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. But notice this here. The Bible said it came to pass while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So Jesus comes up with them. Verse 16 is a verse you need to think on, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. The eyes were prevented to know who he was. Hey, listen tonight. Every man, God's going to have to have their eyes open before they see who he is. And brother, they went on and walked with him. I mean, if you read this text, they walk with him. Amen. This is good reading here. He said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them whose name was Cleopas answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Look what Jesus said to him. He said, of them, what things? Amen. You know what? He puts you to the test. Amen. What things? Amen. You say you believe that. Well, what do you believe? Amen. You're going to have to give an answer. Thank God. He asked them, what things you talking about? Amen. They said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, he was with them. Amen. They didn't even know it, which was a prophet mighty indeed, word before God and all the people, how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. So they go on in this thing, and then the Lord said this. He said here in verse 25, then he said unto them, old fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He took the word and expounded it. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. He made as though he would have gone further, and they constrained him and saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, the day is far spent, and we went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, notice this verse, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. Notice the next verse, and their eyes were open and they knew him. And so why would that time, what would be the difference, amen, when he's opening the scripture revealing who he is and the prophecies of him? And their eyes wasn't open then, but their eyes are open now. And it also says in the scripture here, amen, it goes on to say, it said, and verse 35, and they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in what? Breaking the bread. And listen, I'm going to tell you what I think on this thing tonight. I think when he sat down, the authority of Christ was upon him, and they had seen him break bread. And they said, this is Christ. It was revealed to him. And the breaking of bread there, he broke it at the Lord's table. He broke it, thank God, to feed the 5,000. He broke the bread. Notice what else he did. He gave thanks. Amen. He gave thanks. He blessed it and took it and break it and gave to them. And then at that time when he gave that to them, you know, that might have went on, it's not recorded. But what he wanted us to know is recorded. Amen. But could they have seen his hands then, that they had been pierced? Amen. He was in a resurrected body here. Think about that, when he broke the bread and he gave them. And most anybody would know this, that if you went to a house, thank God the owner or the master of that house was the one that broke the bread. But he's the one that broke the bread here and gave to them. And the Bible said their eyes were opened. Amen. Their eyes were opened. I'm going to tell you tonight, friend, before their eyes were prevented from seeing who he was. But he opened their eyes. Thank God through that work. Thank God of breaking that bread and no doubt the revelation, amen, that of who he was tonight. And And it's amazing. Salvation is knowing who he is. Salvation is a revelation. It's an understanding, amen, of who he is. It's all about him tonight. And it's got to be revealed by the spirit, the natural man. I receive not the things of the spirit of God. He cannot, because they're spiritually discerned. And he don't know them. He can't know them unless God gives that to him. And that's amazing tonight, brethren. Amen. He opened their eyes. Our eyes were blind to him. Our eyes were blind to the truth of God. Salvation, our eyes were blind to. Our eyes were even blind to who we were. Amen. Until the light of the gospel shined upon us and showed us our sinful condition, condemned without God. But it didn't stop there. The light, thank God, shined and opened our hearts to the gospel, brethren, that we could hear the gospel. You'll never hear the gospel unless your hearts and eyes are open to that. You cannot grab it. You can't get it. Amen. Because, brethren, if you're blind to it, it means you cannot see it. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Not visible sight, but spiritual sight, perception, the understanding of the gospel, the understanding of this thing. Because, brethren, his ways are past finding out. He don't get, listen, amen, when he gives you this knowledge and opens your eyes to it, thank God, it makes a difference in you. It's a difference, amen. You don't really know anybody till you meet them, amen. That's right. They didn't know who he was. They met him, amen. And brethren, they knew about it. They was telling him about what take place. And he was the one, thank God, that's talking about, amen. But they didn't know who he was at that time, because he was prevented from knowing that. Amen. Brother Shank said it right, son. Thank God you'll get saved when he saves you. Amen. But there's a time God shows you. There's a time that God reveals this to you, brother. And you can't get saved if God does, because he's the one of salvation. It's not of works, friend. It's not what you can do. It's not a religion. You can't do anything to open your eyes. You don't listen. I thought about that thing last night. All these people trying to make religious professions and religious acts, and there ain't a thing that'll do. Amen. It'll never open your eyes. A blind man can do a lot of things that ain't open his eyes. Amen. But he'll do what Jesus said and open his eyes. That man went and washed in the pool, and thank God he came back seeing. Because the Lord said, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And he came back seeing. Thank God, I'm telling you this tonight. And God, if your eyes has been opened, you have seen him. Amen. You have seen him. Thank God, that's all about him. Amen. Thank God the meeting took place when he revealed himself. And he let you see who he was. And they saw who he was. Amen. They saw he was the Messiah. They saw he had resurrected from the dead. He said, here I am. I'm alive. Thank God evermore. Amen. He revealed himself after the resurrection. Amen. All these witnesses. Amen. They visibly seen the Lord. I've never visibly seen him with these eyes. They did. Amen. And they wrote about it. Amen. They tried to lie on him, the religious crowd, and try to come up with all that. But brethren, I'm telling you this tonight. Thank God when they seen him as he was. Amen. They had to say, listen, we've seen the Lord. Even Paul said, one born out of due time, I seen him. And did he really see him? He sure seen him. He said, I've seen him. Amen. You couldn't be a real apostle and not have seen him with your eyes. I've seen the resurrected Christ. That was the apostles. Amen. Thank God they said they seen the Lord. Paul said, amen, in 1 Corinthians. He said, have I not seen the Lord? That's what he said. Amen. And you're the seal of my apostleship. Amen. Because the witness of God in me and through me has testified. Amen. Of that day on Damascus. Thank God when Jesus appeared to me and spoke personally to me. And I seen him. Amen. It blinded me. I couldn't see for 3 days. And when I got to Ananias, thank God the scales fell off. Amen. Thank God, brother. Listen. Amen. That was a period of time you go through when conviction gets on you. Amen. It shows you what you are. Amen. You're blind. You're trying to find your way. Amen. You're trying to find your way. And the whole time he's just a doing this. Amen. He's a doing this. He's just a leading you right to that way. Amen. It don't matter. Listen, thank God some prayed at an altar. Amen. Some, thank God, just heard and believed. But it was that workings of God. It's all that way, friend. It's the workings. Amen. When Paul got to that house, he had to be led by the hand. Amen. I tell you, them men heard a voice, but they never seen him. Amen. They heard the voice, but they never seen him. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad I heard the voice, but I'm glad I'm seen him. Amen. Thank God, why the writer say, amen, he's altogether lovely because he had seen a glimpse of the prophetic Messiah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Even Jacob said, I've seen him face to face in the pre. Thank God, that pre-incarnate Christ in the Old Testament. Thank God, was the fourth man in the fire. Hey, listen, the king seen him. He said, "There's four men in there." Amen. He called them four men. It's in the fire. Amen. He didn't say four figures. He said four men. Amen. The fourth man likened unto the Son of God. Amen. Listen, you'll have to see him as he is. You'll see him with prints in his hands, as Thomas did. Amen. Thank God, a scar. Amen. Thank God, where they pierced his side. Amen. And he said, "Behold my hands and my feet." Thank God. That's right. In verse 39, he said, "Behold my hands and my feet." That is, it is myself. Handle me and say, he said, "You can touch me." Amen. Boy, ain't you glad? Thank God, you can touch him. Amen. Listen, you can touch him by, thank God, faith tonight. Amen. It'll move the hand of God. It'll get you, thank God, looking to him. I'm glad tonight there's something about the feel of touch. Amen. He said, "You can touch me." Amen. That's flesh and blood. Amen. Flesh and bones. That's what he said. He said, "Handle me and see, for spirit had not flesh and bones as you see me have." He said, thank God, when he had spoken, they showed them his, he showed them his hands and his feet. They seen him, brethren, listen, in that body of resurrection. I bless the name of God tonight that, amen, amen to God. I've seen him. I've seen him, praise God. Amen. My eyes has been opened to him. I've seen him, Sister Linda. Amen. Thank God tonight he came around an old time altar and prayed. Thank God. I'm glad you seen him. Amen. And revelation came to you. Amen. Revelation. You didn't know what to do. Amen. He was a dean of your heart. But thank God when you bowed. Amen. Thank God the good peace of God hit your soul. Amen. You get up and say, thank God something's happened. Amen. But listen, probably thank God when you got to, amen, home. Thank God you got to seeing him in war. Amen. Listen, I can't see past today. But I'm telling you, I can see the picture of eternity. Amen. In him, brethren, because I have eternal life in him tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to live forever. Amen. Thank God I can't die, friend. Amen. Because I got life in me, the life of God, as he said. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And brother, tonight, thank God. Amen. I'm saved tonight, as he said. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Thank God, it's a Bible word, friend. Being born again, saved. It'll take the works of God in your heart and open your blinded eyes and make it known to you. He opened their eyes. Amen. And notice the next verse, and they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way?" And while he opened to us the scripture, not only opened my eyes, he opened the scripture. Amen. For this book became alive to you. It became alive to you. Amen. Listen, I never wanted to get in the book. Amen. I got saved. When I did, thank God it became. Thank God that burning in my soul. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you tonight, brethren. God, he opened it up to me, amen. He revealed the truth of God to me. Hey, God, you're going to have to see it, Eddie Road. Hey, God, they said, as he opened the scripture up, hey, them prophetic words, hey, God, the heart burned within us, amen. That's what it did. Thank God for hearing me tonight. That word will burn in you, friend. Amen. It's like what old Paul says, preached here one time. He preached on heartburn. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, I'm glad I got a heartburn. Thank God, the heartburn within me. Amen. I feel it in my bone. Jeremiah said, "It's shut up in my bone." Amen. Praise you. That little old rest home with Spencer. Me and my wife rehearsing a little bit of the past today. And she said, "Man, we went to the rest home before I was ever pastoring here. And one day I got plugged in at the rest home and got to preach. illustration. There's a little old man sitting at the back table. I had a little chaw in him. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I got the preaching that God in him. And he stood up with them old, thank God, skinny arms. Amen. He stood up and he said, praise God. I feel it in my bones. Amen. He said, I feel the fire. Amen. Thank God. I just stepped that in the way. He got the preaching. Remember that? He went around all them old people in them wheelchairs. Amen. In there, he'd go around and say, y'all got to repent. Amen. Didn't know. Thank God. After he got through as a preacher, thank God, had been brought there. And he got the preaching about repentance. Amen. He preached probably 10 minutes. Amen. Thank God. When he sat back down, he said, I still feel it. Thank God. Stood up again, hit her again. Amen. His name was James Ivy Deal. I'll never forget him. Amen. Thank God. He said, hey, you got to repent. He said, I feel it in my bones. Brother, and I'm telling you this tonight, there's a lot of things you can forget, but brother, the Holy Ghost of God lives in the believer, and no matter what shape they get in, thank God, there's a witness on the inside, there's a fire on the inside. Amen. Thank God, when that words are going, brother, listen, thank God, it'll do something for you. It'll put the fire in you. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Amen. I like what old Wesley said. If a message ain't got no fire, praise God, and you need to throw it in the fire. Amen. That's right, buddy. It'll have some fervency on that word of God. It's a fire. He said it's like a fire. Amen. Thank God. He said that scripture burned in me. You know why? Because Jesus opened it up and talked to them, and it burned in their heart. Thank God. They said, did not our heart burn within us when he opened the scripture up? Amen. Thank God. If we in love with the scripture, when it's open, there'll be a burning in us. It'll be a desire. Oh, yes. Amen. You say, what you looking for, preacher? I'm looking for him to teach me this book. I'm learning, thank God, more and more. Amen. Because I just listen. Thank God. I want to go to the last one. I'll be through. Amen. Luke chapter number 24, verse 45. Verse 44 said, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. And verse 45, then he opened their understanding. Amen. Thank God they might understand the scripture. He opened my understanding. Listen to this. If you're going to get some understanding, you're going to have to get under him. Amen. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this. Under means you're going to have to get low. Listen, the only way you'll ever learn anything from him, thank God, just admit, I need to get it from you. I don't know nothing. You're going to have to teach it to me. Amen. You're going to have to get under, Brother Keith. I mean, when you get under something, you get low. If I got under this, I'd have to get low to get under it. But you're going to have to get under him. He's the teacher tonight. He's the authority tonight. Thank God. Brother, he got teaching tonight to anybody. Understanding comes through the revelation of the scripture to the man of God, and thank God, thank God, to the believer in Christ, because he gives us understanding. Understanding, my friend, is bringing, thank God, truth and knowledge, and giving you the understanding of what he's saying in the context, thank God, of what he means to us. And brother, tonight, if you don't have that, brother, thank God, you'll chase, amen, everything, amen, because, thank God, they're tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Thank God, but when the understanding comes, brother, thank God, I'm planted in it tonight. Amen. I'm as planted tonight. Amen. And what the Holy Ghost has taught me, Brother Todd, thank God, buddy, you ain't gonna move the tree. Amen. Because why? It's based on understanding. Thank God, you say, brother, listen, thank God, the Ethiopians reading the scripture, and Philip said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can some man guide me? And he sat in the chair and preached from the same scripture. Jesus, amen, the man believed he is the Son of God. Why? Because he showed him he was. Because the scripture showed him he was. That preaching of that word brought faith to him. And he said he got baptized. Brethren, you'll not understand. He gives you understanding. Amen. Listen, thank God, that's what it means to understand. Thank God, the sower and the seed. Thank God, the good ground fell on. The seed fell on the good ground. And done. It said, and he that understandeth, amen, listen, you grab a hold of it. Amen, if you misunderstand tonight, if you misunderstand tonight, amen, of how good God is and what the Holy Spirits are teaching and what he's a giving tonight. I thought this last night, the only thing that works is what he does. The only thing that works is what he does. The glory of God always. Everything's for the glory of God. It's no religious acts and no religious deeds that I can do to understand. It's what he does. Everything will go back to him. The glory of God, the creation of God. Everything goes to him and I. Amen. Anything that happens in your life goes to him. Anything happens through your life goes to him. Everything. That's why he done it. Amen. That he might receive glory. But brother, the understanding, thank God, of what he does and why he does it. Praise God, gives us a constraint to do it because he's a doing it in us. Amen. That's right. God bless it. He said he'd chosen us. He chose us before the world began in Christ Jesus. That's right. Everything was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. What happens in time is what he set up. But here's the thing tonight. Brethren, everything before the world began was complete in him. In him. That means everything he seen was already done. If he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, then it was set up in his plan and what he seen in eternity of what would take place in time to save your soul. That's right. That's a great blessing tonight. Amen. People don't say, you see the whole picture? Well, I see today's picture. But if I look at his picture and he'll let me see it, he'll say, it's done. Amen. He ain't adding nothing to the picture. Amen. We see it, Brother Todd, as we go. But he's already done the picture, amen. I mean, he's already set the plan, amen. I mean, everything in your life, thank God, Brother Keith, up to this time, amen, everything. If you don't believe that, you could not believe he's sovereign in everything. So how can them things be? Well, I'm going to tell you how they can be. He set it up before it began. That's how it works. See, you can live in that. You say, what about them hard times and them mistakes and all that? Well, that was allowed in his plan. What about Samson? They said Samson had the wrong woman. I said, well, them last two wasn't the right women for us morality. The first one was of God, was a Philistine. But God allowed that to bring forth his purpose when he pushed the pillars down and died with his enemies, to fulfill what God set up in his will. You say, I can't take that, preacher. Well, look back at your life tonight. Where would you be had he not came where you was at? Had it not been God tonight to come where you was at in time, brethren, listen, you would never known it. You would never known it. Listen, people don't go to heaven just to go to heaven. They go to heaven because they've been saved. That's the only way you get to heaven, is because you've been saved. But brethren, listen, he didn't need no help saving you. He didn't depend on you to be saved. Amen. By yourself. It's not of yourself. It's the complete works of Christ. Amen. Everything he done. Amen. Listen, he saved you. Praise God, because... brethren, listen, thank God he's the Savior, amen. And brethren, there ain't but one Savior tonight, and it ain't Joel and Jesus, amen, and it ain't Jesus and Keith, it's Jesus, amen, and his name is Savior tonight. And brethren, that's the understanding I have tonight. I thank God, I'm telling you, I can, amen, put my head in that cap and thank God, settle in it, because I know that's right. I know he done it on purpose. Everything God does is on purpose. There's nothing he does without a purpose, and it's the purpose of God in his son, amen, to fulfill his will on earth, amen. That's what he does. And brethren, the understanding come to me, thank God, one day reading, amen, thank God, when I got that book, say, where'd you learn these things? From God, amen, from God. You're going to have to be open to learn it. The most hated truth today in the Bible, my friends, the sovereignty of God, that's the most hated truth. It's the most hated truth, and that's why people don't know nothing about him. Amen. Listen, life's in his hand tonight, and you wouldn't have unless he give it. You cannot wake up one day and say, I'll take life. Oh, no, friend. Thank God you got in this world. You didn't have a choice. Amen. And listen, you didn't have a choice in your birth. Thank God your mom and daddy, God helped. Thank God put them together. And listen, thank God you was born. You didn't have a choice in what color eyes you had. You didn't have a choice, amen, in your height. You didn't have a choice about none of it. You didn't have a choice who your parents were. You didn't have a choice in who your siblings were. You had no choice in it. That was God's doing. Amen. Thank God where you was born. Amen. You could have been born and I could have been born somewhere if God had not, thank God, amen, set up for you to be born here. Amen. You thank God didn't, amen, write this thing down and say, I believe we'll come to West, the North Carolina, amen, to Morrisville, amen. Thank God you didn't write that down on a piece of paper. Amen. When you was, thank God, 10 years old and said, I'm going to marry Todd, amen, one day. Amen. I'm going to marry Jennifer one day. Amen. I'm going to go to Salisbury, North Carolina, the church one day. I'm going to sit here and hear the preacher preach, and I'm going to get saved one day, and I'm going to have three boys one day. And I thank God you couldn't have wrote it. Amen. It all happened because he done it. Amen. He done it, brother. Listen, they could have got somewhere else. Amen. They come from West Virginia. Amen. They could have went somewhere else, but they couldn't went somewhere else. Amen. Listen, thank God. That's all God, friend. Amen. Joel Hart would have never been a preacher. I'd have never been called. Amen. If it had been up to me, amen, I wouldn't walk the load anyhow after I know it now. Amen. But listen, I could not get out of it. It was a call that God done. I didn't write the script, friend. I ain't got it. And you didn't write the script neither. Amen. You was born in the family God gave you. And brethren, that's the way it is. And you didn't stumble around and get saved. It was God's plan. Thank God and his son. Amen. To save you. Amen. Thank God call you with a holy calling. And God birthed you in the family of God. Put you in there. Amen. I have an understanding now. Thank God I see that picture now. I rejoice in that now. If a man fasts it, so be it. It's the truth. Amen. He's right. They say, well, this is what they'll always say. Well, you had a choice. Salvation ain't by choice. It's by faith. Faith comes by hearing. And it's a gift. How can you choose faith? Boy, they don't like that, son. I preach that and they'll smile when I get on that nail. They go, it's the truth. You can't choose faith. Faith's a gift. Boy, they'll wrestle with that, son. And they'll say, you had a choice. I said, I know I had a choice. I said, hang him on the cross. I hate him. I don't want him in my life. I want to run my own life, Jonathan. That's what I said. Amen. The Holy Spirit conviction, when it hit me, I wanted to run as far as I could from him. I didn't want that. Hey, we couldn't get away from it. Amen. Hey, listen, he don't charge you guilty, thank God, just to charge you. He charged you guilty that he might, thank God, amen, set you free from the guilt. Amen. You would never know it if he had not convicted you. Amen. You just didn't walk in this thing and play the game of, amen, I'll get saved. It's the Holy Ghost. He had to charge you. He had to convict you and charge you with the death of his son. You was guilty and I was guilty. All men are guilty. He said, thank God, they say, well, you're not. Amen. They tell you this. It's supposed to be like this. You're not guilty until you're proven guilty. I'm going to tell you, he done proved you guilty. Amen. He said, he proved all men guilty, brother. Listen, and it took him to get you out of that. It took him to get you out of sin. It took him, thank God, to open your eyes. Amen. Open the scripture and open your understanding. Thank God of this truth tonight. You can't do this unless God does it. Amen. Listen, somebody said, how do you get saved? I said, he saves you. Amen. Hear the gospel. Hear the gospel. Hear the gospel. Hear the gospel, brother. That's the only way you'll get saved. Hear the gospel. You got to hear the gospel. It's got to get in your heart. Amen. That's the only way you hear it. Brother Shank heard it, but he didn't hurt it. You heard it, but really then you heard it. The night you got saved when you heard it. Amen. You heard it with the physical ear the first time to marry your wife. Amen. God wasn't in it. He was in what he was doing, but he wasn't in you getting saved that night. But the night you went down there to the New Testament and you heard the gospel and the Holy Spirit told you, then you heard it. Faith come by hearing. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Amen. It's believing. How do you believe? He gives you the belief. Amen. How could you not believe? If he opens the truth, how can you not believe? And I'll use this on a simple mind. I mean, it's a simple thing. If I say, that's Jonathan back there. You believe that's Jonathan, huh? No, I don't believe it. Well, you can't believe it. It ain't been revealed to you if you don't know him. But if you know him, that's Jonathan Hall. That's who that is. Amen. I can visibly see him. Amen. I believe that's him. I believe that. Have I ever seen your birth certificate? No, I hadn't. You testified of it. Amen. That's right. Thank God Jesus testified of who he was through the scripture. To them men, they didn't know it till he showed himself to them. And brethren went, listen, how could you not believe it? Thank God it's been brought before your eyes. Hell, who have believed that report? Thank God them that see it. Your eyes is open to it. He said, how do I get my eyes open? He opened them. Just being the place, thank God he can tell you, open your eyes. I don't know where that might be, but somewhere he's going to open your eyes. Amen, because that's how you see. Praise God. Bless the Lord for it tonight. He opened their eyes. He opened the scriptures and he opened the understanding. And that's exactly the way he done it. Praise God. Aren't you glad you're saved tonight? Amen. Thank God for it, brother. You say the devil tries to make me doubt. Well, just tell him, you know. You know what no means? You know. You have knowledge of it. It's been made known to you. You know that's the scripture. It's made known to you. If you showed that to somebody that's never had a Bible in their hand, you said, this is the Bible. They'd just look at you. But if they ever got revealed Christ to them and revealed scripture to them, and say, oh, this is the blessed word of God. Why, he knows it. Amen. How do you know you're saved? Thank God he tells me I'm saved. Amen. He witnessed that I'm saved. Thank God even the scripture says I'm saved. Amen. Listen, I can't go to hell tonight because I'm saved. Amen. If you're saved, you're not going to hell. That's right. If you're not saved, you could go to hell. He could put me in hell before. Boy, them people say, boy, what about that 2 Peter 3:9? Boy, they'll hang on that and try to preach universal stuff with that, and it don't even mean that. Read the whole text. He's talking about the coming of the Lord there. He said, where is the promise of his coming? They said he's going to come since the fathers fell asleep. They went on through that stuff about the, you know, the earth and the elements and all that, and he got down there in the 2 Peter 3:9, and listen, he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. His promise is coming, but is long-suffering to usward. Why? Not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Well, if he'd have come before I got saved, I'd have perished.
Yep, that's right.
If he'd have come before you got saved, you'd have perished.
That's right.
Amen.
Exactly.
God ain't never tried to save anybody. He saves people. Amen. If he didn't, you wouldn't be saved, and I wouldn't be saved if he didn't. Amen to God. Bless the Lord. Thank God the word of God preached to your heart. The gospel of the grace of God. It opened your eyes. Amen. Some of you was raised in preachers' homes. Amen. But it still took God to save you. You couldn't get saved if God saved you. Ain't no matter what kind of home you're in. You can be in a drucker's home. It still takes God to save you. You can be in a preacher's home. It still takes God to save you. Amen. Thank God for that. I didn't choose. Amen. Listen. Thank God. The holy God of heaven. Thank God brought every miracle baby. Every baby's a miracle. Thank God. I'm done. He brought them in the world by a miraculous. I got a natural birth. He brings this child of God in by a miraculous spiritual birth. Amen. Bless his name. Let's stand. Thank you for coming tonight. I love you. Amen, brother. I want to say this tonight before we pray. Let's have a word of prayer here. We'll just go through the prayer thing here. And he can take that out there. And we'll just go with this. I want to read these right quick. Remember, Eli's got an adenoid surgery on Friday. Pray for him. Remember, Brother Milby in prayer is having a lot of fluid build up. Pray for Miss Linda. She's doing some better than Mr. Larry. Pray for Brother Shirley. Remember, Jan in prayer. She's trying some new treatments and she's had some kind of hard days. Remember her. Remember Brother Danny in prayer. Talked with him today. He's been feeling real bad. And pray God would help him. He's really upset about not being able to be here. Remember him in prayer. Pray for Eddie Motley. He's talked to his son today. And he said his cancer treatment's not helping. Remember David Keith in prayer. Remember, if you will, Miss Trudy is doing better. She don't have the COVID no more. Cecil, I think he's doing better too by what Michelle said. If you would remember him, remember my daddy in Perry's County had some rough days.